Yeah.
Right? It's like, oh, I just bought a plastic trinket at the store. It's like you don't realize how hard it is to make that. And why did it only cost 99 cents? It's because you only paid the person who made it half a cent. Right? And oh, you spent all this money in the process, and like, you know, half of it went to the marketing guy and half of it went to the corporation, you know, and all that stuff, right? And here you are, yeah, you only paid 99 cents for it. But if you had to make that yourself and truly realize what it was to produce the raw goods for that and to pollute your neighborhood and not some neighborhood in like Southeast Asia, then it would cost a lot more than 99 cents. And so in that sense, it's like the only way to do that is to remove this like sort of global economy, or even like.
Or it's to give equal economic rights and value to everybody's work. You know, saying that, oh, well, this guy who works in Southeast Asia at the, you know, plastic rubber finger doll factory, you know, which produces junk, you know, like their labor is worth, you know, 10 cents an hour or something like that. And my labor here in front of this computer is worth, you know, $40 an hour or something like that. And it's like, well, what if, you know, basically what the problem there, I think, is that you don't necessarily have a fair labor market, you know, and you don't, you, there's something wrong in terms of, you know, rights
But
and valuation.
that's a really tricky area, because it's like then you're comparing people's work, right? And the labor market, or any sort of like market in terms of like preference of where you live, it's like inherent. Like you can't make that equal, I feel like. I mean, it's just that person lives in China, I live in San Francisco. Things are more expensive than San Francisco, just because everybody wants to live here. Right, they don't put factories in big cities because everybody wants to live in a big city. They put them away from the big cities and they pollute out there. And, you know, and it's like those people, nobody wants to live out there, so they can pay them, you know, how little they want, and or as little as they can. Whereas like if I wanted to start a
No, but
job,
if those if there was a guaranteed right, you know, then it wouldn't basically, I mean, you could, you're right, you can never totally, you know, make things 100% level playing field, but what you have is a totally skewed playing field. You know, to the point where, like, I mean, people who make, you know, Us magazine here, like, that's pretty much crap, you know, right? They're basically producing the print version of the plastic rubber finger doll, you know? And but the guy who puts the cover of that magazine together or whatever, you know, 80 grand at least. I, you know, who
But I
knows
mean, that
more?
guy makes, I mean, it's that's hard because I mean, you us I mean, you're comparing Us magazine, which sells for much more than a 99 cent finger doll,
No,
and
dude, I think
is
Us
it
magazine sells for about 99 cents. Or what, $2 then.
yeah, $2,
So it
but it's
sells for the
also,
price of two 99 cent
but it
fingers,
also is
yeah.
in like much wider circulation, I would imagine.
The, I don't know, you see crappy merchandise in vending machines all over the place. I think what I'm coming down to is saying, or at least what I'm trying to get to is the point that we don't need to like overhaul the economy or anything like that. I'm not trying to make a call for, you know, like we need some sort of, you know, revolution or anything like that. What I'm saying is consumers need to make smarter decisions.
Yeah, and that's where I get pessimistic because,
Because you think it'll never happen.
well, I
But what
know that'll
about,
never
well,
happen, but
what about education then? I mean, I think if you educate people, they will make better decisions.
you know, I don't know if I'm weird in this regard, but I have very little faith in people, and it's like it needs to be legislated, you know, which is like it's a very scary place to go because it's like then you're telling people what to do, blah blah blah. But it's like, yeah, we just basically have to say that we just can't, this is no longer allowed. Like, you know, it can't be like this anymore. And if, but if you leave it up to people, they will not, they'll say, no, why should I do this? And that's how every argument starts. Why should I when these people do this, right? Or why should I give up all my money when I was making all this money? It's like, because it's better for at that. You know what I mean? It's like, I want to make more money, I'm making more money. Why would I give it up? And nobody will give it up. And the only people who will want to give it up are the people who didn't have it, you know.
Okay, all right, but I don't think I'm going to that necessarily. The
But
whole
I guess I'm just saying it's like there's
No,
no.
I'm thinking, I think that if you had a well-educated consumer base, you know, about the products they're choosing, then economic forces, the invisible hand, would do this, because suddenly people wouldn't be buying the plastic finger doll or the, you know, the crap. You know, if you have people making better educated decisions about what they buy, then what you end up with are high quality, useful products, as opposed to a sea of garbage.
It's funny because you're basically like walking the line between trying to convince people to do what they should do or just tell them what to do.
Well, I don't necessarily believe in telling people what to do, though.
You're right.
Everybody make sustainable purchasing decisions. Do it!
I mean, they don't even know how, right? You have to educate them.
Right.
But,
well, I mean, I have to educate myself. I don't know.
Exactly. So, but it's like, how much effort is it going to take to teach these people, and how are you going to teach them? I mean, how are you going to educate them on this? It's impossible. It's just too much knowledge for too many people to consume. And like, how are you going to distribute this? It's like basically on like poster boards. And
at some point, I think policy decisions should, you know, come into play in terms of, you know, better funding education and I don't know, maybe less funding to blowing things up somewhere in the world. I don't know, you know. That's one thought. Wow. Maybe we don't need, you know, to perfect the next super missile or something, you know. Maybe we need to
going back to the first podcast or whatever, the B-1 bomber.
The B-1 bomber.
Or the stealth
bomber
or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that we don't need, you know, to be able to defend ourselves. We certainly do that as well. But do we need a military that's more funded than every other military put together?
All right. That's a whole other subject, I suppose. But
you're asking me to provide how are we going to do it? Already got the taxes going into the government.
What I'm saying is, given an infinite amount of money, it would be impossible.
Really?
Yes. Because, you're going to spend so much time educating these people who don't want to hear it. You know what I mean? Like, they don't want to hear that. It's basically shaming. Right, you're shaming people into saying, look at what you're doing to other people. And it's like, the only way you're going to convince them is by like showing them something that's outrageous. Right, you're not going to be like, well, you know, we're increasing the parts per million of a pollutant in China by, you know, this many. It's like, I don't care. That's like, you know, that's fine.
You need to show them burnt babies.
Yeah, like dead people and like animals that are distorted and like you know, burning rivers, you know. Basically to show them like the plague. You know, right. The seven plagues are coming down. And it's like, this is what you're doing. This is like, you bought that plastic finger puppet. This is why. This is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what happens?
This is what happens. What is that kid's name, Gary?
I don't know. I'm sure.
Donnie, Larry. No, Donnie was a good man. And or a good bowler.